Van Hollen released a report this week that includes a graph with a steeply diving line over the past 2 years representing the backlog of DNA cases tested at the crime lab. He says this year, with 31 new DNA analysts and upgraded robotic testing equipment, the lab quintupled the number of samples analyzed each month.
So now we're working on average 500 cases per month versus fewer than 100 cases per month before I took office.
The DNA backlog was crime scene samples and doesn't include the thousands of DNA samples from convicted felons that state officials discovered last year they had neglected to collect. Van Hollen says sheriff's departments and the Department of Corrections have collected about 8,500 of those missing samples, and they're making progress on collecting the remainder. Van Hollen says if a bill requiring the collection of DNA at the time of arrest passes the legislature, the crime lab will need more resources to keep up with the task of collecting and storing a larger volume of samples.
Not only is the Department of Justice going to need more resources to keep from falling behind, but law enforcement's going to need more resources as well. And frequently, more and more demands are put on local law enforcement, and they're not given additional resources to meet those demands.
Van Hollen supports that change to collect DNA at the time of arrest, but civil libertarians oppose it because it means taking samples from people who have not yet been convicted. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.